Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You said the urges, they do blow over if you give them time. I mean, I want you just to speak to that and what even that did for you. Just walking in another room, whispering a prayer, you didn't succumb to that temptation at that moment.
Yeah, so these are the practices that you learn over time when you battle addiction, when you battle cravings, and all of a sudden you know you can't do that anymore, and you begin to ask God, what are the anchor points? What are the things? What are the connection points with you that can help me when these, you know, temptations come up? And what I had learned over and over again, I had been taught by this old priest that used to beat around in my neck of the woods. He taught us what was called the Jesus Prayer. And it's a simple prayer that just says, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And it's a recognition of who Jesus is and who we are, that we're sinners, that he's the dispenser of mercy, that he's the sustainer of faith, that he's the sustainer of life. And so what I found was that when I had moments of temptation, I could kind of step away and whisper this prayer and really concentrate on the truths in the prayer and speak it earnestly. And there was just an enormous measure of grace. And that was that moment. It's actually a very poignant moment in my journey and in my path, because I think it proved to me that I could be in the presence of people who were having a good time and enjoying, you know, things that I couldn't enjoy, namely alcohol, and that I could beat the temptation if I knew where my help came from.
Mm, amazing. I appreciate you sharing that so much, Seth. And so here's the million-dollar question I'm sure you get asked all the time. But when you consider Christians who maybe have an occasional glass of wine coming on this side of the journey, do you have a different opinion about that? Or I'd love to know your thoughts. Mm.
Yeah, I think so many times we're asking the wrong questions, at least in my estimation. And I think, you know, I think of people who have eating disorders, and they can't stop eating, right?
Right.
I mean, they have to still eat. I think of people who have addictions to shopping. Well, they can't stop shopping. You have to buy things to live. And so the question that I delve in my own life, that I kind of plumb the depths of in my own life with respect to anything that could be an addiction now, is, am I doing this because it serves a purpose, because it has a need in my life, because it's an okay thing to do, or am I doing it to numb the pain? The question that I think that probably more of us need to ask is not, is it okay to have a drink, but the question we perhaps need to ask is, why am I drinking? And I think more of us, if we were honest, would say, we drink to forget. We drink to numb. We drink not to feel. And if that's the truth, and that's, you know, what is true about the nature of our emotions and our spirituality and our hearts and our relationship with Jesus, if we're drinking so that we don't have to feel and don't have to hear the voice of God and don't have to deal with God, then we should probably stop, at least for a season.
Hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're an addict, but the question needs to be, why am I drinking? And an honest answer of that, I think, gets us a little bit closer to home.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.